I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater and Drama presents Martin McDonagh's The Pillow Man. Our guests are the director for the show, Mark Kamey, and the person who's designed the set and also the props, which include puppets, Dan Tracy. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, this is your final project here at Indiana University. Tell us a little bit about the choice here.
I had seen this play at Steppenwolf. After I saw it, I'm like, I really want to do this play. On the shell of it, it's a thriller. So you're guessing what's going to happen next. There was a strong visceral response. I was shocked at points. And then after the play happened, I was left with a lot of questions to wrestle with. Shouldn't artists be responsible for their own work? Is murder ever acceptable? If so, when? So there's some ethical questions to chew on after I left seeing the play.
And a thriller to boot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Dan, set design and prop work, how did you get into that aspect of theater?
Well, I was always a bit of an artist. I started out as an art student. And then as I sort of weaseled my way into theater, as you will, I realized that I can make art on a three-dimensional, very large scale. And it really appealed to me overall.
Tell us a little bit about the basic set.
Overall, it's sort of a nebulous room, but I wanted to create an atmosphere of solitude, something that was very heavy. And we have this large, imposing set, dwarfs the actors. There's quite a bit of grittiness and grime to it. In dealing with that, I was working with Mark to create this very creepy atmosphere, and with the lighting designers trying to bring in a sense of foreboding, ominous sort of look to it, sort of what we call German lighting, where it's very, very dark and dimly lit overall. So we were trying to create this thriller kind of feel to the whole set as well.
Dan talks a little bit about working with you, Mark, on the overall feel for the set and the way it works in the drama. As you've gone back and forth with him on this, have there been some things that perhaps as you worked with Dan you thought, oh, well, that's a good idea?
Well, there's several. It's easy to work with Dan because he threw a whole bunch of imagery at me. There was like over 60 pictures. Then we started framing the stories, and we had a lot of fun with framing one story in particular called The Little Jesus Girl Story. Dan created some wild props for that particular story.
Wild props?
There's a coffin that is used, and I did some interesting research into how to combine filing cabinets with a coffin, and morgue drawers kind of seemed like the perfect solution for that. And, of course, we also have some puppets. The good parents in that are played by these very strange little four-foot-tall puppets that have a feeling of Japanese bunraku-style puppetry but also ventriloquist-style in the way their mouths move and their eyes blink.
Puppets, fantasy, dark reality, moral questions, and a thriller. We've been talking with director Mark Kamey and designer Dan Tracy about the upcoming production of Pillow Man at the IU Department of Theater and Drama, Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, March 23rd through March 31st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.